Mr. President, let me get straight to the point. The national report presented by Syria is a nonsensical document. It paints an imaginary picture of a country where the only human rights violations are perpetrated by others. The report tells us a story of a country run by a responsible government which guarantees its citizens freedom of expression and their right of assembly. However, this fairy tale will hardly convince the 300,000 Syrians killed in a bloody civil war, mostly responsible for by the regime. Israel is appalled by the human rights situation in Syria and by the atrocities perpetrated by its regime. A government that gases its own people, annihilates them with barrel bombs, murders detainees, and uses siege and starvation as a tactic of war. Allowing the Iranian regime, with its notorious record of human rights violations, as well as the terrorist organization Hezbollah, to kill citizens of Syria is another evidence for the cruelty of the Syrian regime and its disregard for human rights. Mr. President, in light of this hallucinatory national report, it is difficult to imagine that the Syrian regime will ever implement the guidelines behind the main idea of the UPR process. But we believe that this review process should demand real answers to real questions. Israel has the following recommendations to the Syrian regime. 1. Investigate the torture and death of 18,000 detainees in its prisons since March 2011 and publish a clear report on the subject. 2. Investigate the numerous cases of aerial bombardments. And 3. Adopt measures against those responsible for the use of chemical weapons and hold them accountable. Thank you, Mr. President.